Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Levi Langer. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Moshe Yaakov ben Reb Nosson Yehuda and Reza Leia Bas Yaakov.
Maseches Yevamos, Daf Zayin. The Gemara yesterday and today went through a braisa which discussed that we have a Gzeiras HaKosov, that the mitzvah of Bezdin to Mekayim, the mitzvah Misas Bezdin of Sreifa, is not Deich HaShabbos. So if Bezdin has a Misas Bezdin of Sreifa to do, they don't do it on Shabbos. Lo yisavayru eish b'chom ha-shveseichem b'yim ha-shabbos, and the Gemara dashes this on the mitzvah of Misas Bezdin. The Gemara then discusses what was the Hava Amina, that the mitzvah of Bezdin to Mekayim, the Misas Bezdin of Sreifa, should be Deich HaShabbos. It's after all a melacha. There's a melacha of bishul pasila that you're mevashel, and l'chayra it's mechatesi that there should be any din that this sort of thing should be doicha Shabbos. So the Gemara goes through a hava minute in the sugya bayos and daf zayin that the reason could have been because of a say doicha loisa say the mitzvah of bezin to mekayim this mitzvah of bezin is doicha the loisa say of melacha Shabbos. Ay melacha on Shabbos is a loisa say sheyesh by koris. So the Gemara goes through a svara that we could say that just like we find that asay is always doicha loisa say, even though lav isn't it true that loisa say chomer minei, that the lav is always more chomer than the assay, and despite that we say that the assay is doiched, it is exeris hakosa, despite the fact that lav is really more severe than the assay. Obazoi, we could say that even if the lois assay is very severe, it's very chomer, it's even a lois assay shesh bekoros, like a melech Shabbos, still we could say, mali chumra zuto, mali chumra rabo. What's the difference between a smaller chomer and a greater chomer? If anyhow a lav is more severe than the assay, and still the assay is doiched, then the assay could be doiched, even a tremendously severe lav, like a lav sheyesh bekoros. And that was the hava mina that we could have had, that the mitzvah of bezdin, the mitzvah of bezdin, should be doicha the lois sheyesh bekoros of melechas Shabbos. The Bekiva Enger in the Gilin HaShas over here is Mitzay, and he sends it to the Ramban in Parashas Yisroi. The Ramban in Parashas Yisroi, by the Pasuk of Zocher, Yom HaShabbos, discusses the two versions, the Aseres HaDibrois, the Zocher and the Shomer. And the Ramban says over there that Zocher refers to the mitzvah Aseh of Shabbos, and Shomer is the lois assay, observing the lois assays. Zok the Ramban over there, and a mitzvah assay, says the Ramban, is yoitza mimidas ha'ahavo. When a person is mekayim a mitzvah assay, so he's vising, he shows his tremendous ahavo that he has to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Likewise, zok the Ramban, a person who's mekayim a lois assay and refrains from doing the isur, like for example, shomer, which is the lois assay of Shabbos, so that person vises that he's mekayim the mitzvah of yira. Klapi the Borei Olam. He's yore from his Adai, and he's afraid of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Meila, he refrains from doing the Lois Asay. So, an Asay is a kiyum of Ava, Avas Hashem, and the Lois Asay is a kiyum of Yir. So, Dr. Amban Velochein, Mitzvah Asay, Gedoyla, Mitzvah Lois Asay, that's how we find that Asays are greater than a love. Kemoi Sheha Ava Gedoyla Meir. Just like Avas Hashem is greater, it's a higher Madrega than Yir. So, that's why Asay is greater than a love. Zok the Ramban Lochein, Umru, the Osi Asav, that's why Chazal tell us Asay is doicha lois asay, because Asay is the kiyum of Ava, which is greater than the fulfillment that's in the lois asay, which is the kiyum of Yir. Dr. Ramban, that's why we always find that the oinish of a lois asay is a great oinish, which you don't find parallels to that given by Asays, like a person violates a lois asay and he gets malchus or he gets misas bezdin, which given we don't find parallels to this by Asays. And the Ramban says that's because lois asays have a tremendous choymer in them, and Mameila, since they're chomor, since they involve a violation of the yira, that's why there's a tremendous oinish that you have for the violation of lois hasays. The Rabbi Kiva Eger over here, who is mitzayin to this Ramban, does not explain exactly what he wants from the Ramban. Abir, this is explained in other achroinim, that the Yad Malachi, who goes through the same question as Rabbi Kiva Eger in Tovkuf Tesvov, that the Yad Malachi writes about this Ramban, he says, Plio das mimeni, that it's a wonder to me, how can the Ramban say such a thing, that he gives this tam for Asay Dor Chaloysa, say that Avo is Gedoy Lemir. Doesn't the Gemara say in Yevomas Dav Zayin, that Be'emes the Gemara seems that it's a Gzeiras HaKosov, that even though the Lav is really more more chomer than the yasa. Still, the yasa is doicher anyway, and that's what we thought. Doesn't matter how chomer it is, it could be a lav sheish bekoros, and we're still nemon perhaps that the yasa in the havamid will be doicher because the lois yasa is more chomer than the lav, and still the yasa is mekayim doicher anyway. If that's the case, like the Yad Malachi is nisht mashma, it doesn't seem like the Ramban is saying that it has a straightforward svara of the av of being greater than the year. The Gemara over here seems to be saying it's counterintuitive, but that's the din. It's a din asa that the yasa is doicher a lav despite the lav being so chomer. That's the question on the Ramban from this Gemara. A number of Heindiges forums suggest, in the Sefer Derech Yam, it's suggested in others, that it could be the Gemara is not a steer to the Ramban, because it can sein that really the Ramban is richtig, that the Asei doich lois asei is because Ahava is greater than Yira. But the Gemara over here is saying is lav lois asei chomor minei. That's for sure true, that a lois asei is more chomor than an asei. A failure to perform an asei is an avera, but it's not an avera chamuru with the zelbu, the same severity that the violation of a lois asei is. A lois asei is definitely more chomor than an asei, and despite that an asei is doichet. Perhaps the reason, like the Ramban says, because the Ahava of the asei is greater, but Eishiyah, the lois asei is certainly more chomor, so if it is, then perhaps even if you ramp up the choymer and have a tremendously chomer dekalois essay, like a lav sheish bekoros, which is very chomer. Despite that, I'm always going to name on that avo is greater than yira in the lashon of the Ramban. All the Gemara meant to bring out is that if you're measuring based upon chomer, the lav will always be more chomer than the essa. There could be more chomer dekalav that have chorus, less chomer lav that don't have chorus, but the lav is definitely always more chomer than the essa. Elamai, the essay is doichet, perhaps like the Ramban says, because avo is greater than yira. But if that's the case, we should name on essay is going to be doich any lav for the same money, because the atzaivi, the avo of the say it would be greater than the Yira and greater than the Choymer, it wouldn't really perhaps matter how great the Choymer is. So that's an argument that the Heindiges Forum used to defend the Ramban. The Gemara is perhaps not saying it's exerts a kosa bialma, maybe it is because Av is greater than Yira. It's just saying if you're measuring based on Choymer, the Lav will always win. We don't go by Choymer, we don't go by Yira, we go by the Av that's in the Yes, and therefore we shouldn't care whether the Lav is a regular Lav or it's Yesh by Chorus. Al Koponim, there's another Rebbe Kiva Eger that parallels what Rebbe Kiva Eger writes here in the Gilyon Hashem. And that is in Rebbe Kiva's Hagoyes on the Sefer Kapis Tmorim, the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, that's a chelik of the Kapis Tmorim, and Yuma Daf Pei Gimel, the Tosfos Yom Kippurim has a shaila. The Gemara there says that whenever you have a cholos shesh besakana and you have to feed him something which is treif, something which is macholos asuris, you always machilin oisoi hakal hakal techila. That we start by feeding him the lesser severity of the macholos asuris. So there's a shiloh over there in the Tosfos Yom Kippurim. Let's say the two choices that you have before necho that you could feed the cholos shesh besakana are either nevela, which is a lois asay, or you could feed him shvius l'achar habir. That's food of shmita after the man habir, which is an aseh, you're not allowed to eat it. So, which is more chomer, which is less chomer? What are you going to feed the chayla? Do I say that the shvius achar habir is an aseh, and that's more chomer, or do I say that the nevela, which is a lois aseh, that's the greater chomer? So, the Tosfos Yom Kippurim wants to come out that you should better feed him the nevela, because that's not as severe as feeding him the macholos of shviyas achar abir, which is an ithir asay. Why, Zokter? Because the veis Dr. Ramban says in the Parshas Yisroi that asay is greater than the lois asay. The avo that's brought out by the asay is more important, so to speak, more choshev than the year of the choymer that's brought up by the lois asay. And in Meila, if that's how the Ramban sets it up, then we're seeing that avo is more chomer de gezach than year, asay is more chomer de lois asay. And in Meila, im kain, Zokter Taisim Kippurim, we should better be madif, that we should prefer to feed him the veila, which is only a lois asay, and not feed him the shvius achar habir, which is an asay. That's the Tosfos Yom Kippurim. The Kiveger over there in Hagoyes, on the bottom of the page of the Tosfos Yom Kippurim, writes over there that how could you say that? He says, the Gemara says in Yevamos Daf Zayin Bayos, that Befeirish, the Gemara says, that asay is doich a lois asay, despite the fact, lav lois asay chomer minei. It's membership Befeirish, the Gemara, that the lois asay is more chomer than the asay. It's just exerts a causes of the Kiveger. Exerts a causes that asay is doich a lois asay, despite the fact that really the lois is more chomer. And Kiveger appears to be saying over there somewhat more clearly than he does over here that he means to bring out that the Gemara is against the Ramban, and you got to go with the Gemara. It seems to be from the Gemara that it's just an exerts a kosa bialma, say the lois say, and the lav is really more chomer and more severe, like you see from the Gemara. And in Cain, you have the choice by the cholish is with a corner, because Kiveger tainis that you should have to feed him the afka the isra say, the shriyas acharabia produce, and not feed him that which is the nevela
which is really more chomer.
Now, Be'emes, this Rebbe Akiva Eiger in Masechta Yuma brings us to a very basic question that we need to consider about the sugya. As we'll see, it seems that the Heindiga Achroinim discuss it and argue about it. And that is the question of this svara of Mali Chumra, Zutta Mali Chumra Rabba, the Lord says, if any more chomer than the Lav, is this only a Hava Minna Ba'alma that the Gemara goes through here, but it's not a real Richtig Svara Lafiha Emes that we go with, or is this a svara that we blibe with? The reason you have to ask this question is that the Gemara says clearly over here, and Yivomis on Zayinim and Aleph, that we're only bringing down that Sforah to explain our original Hava Amina in understanding this Braisa. We originally thought that the reason why the Braisa had a Hava Amina to say that the Sreifa, Mitzvah's Bezin of Sreifa, is Doicha Shabbos, is because of a Seder Chaloyz Hesei. And Lafiha Emes, the Gemara came out yesterday and today, that there's really a different Cheshbon that we could have made to tell you that the Sreifa of Bezin is Doicha Shabbos, and it wasn't also Seder Chaloyz Hesei. So, although we're saying this Sforah, Malichum Rabba, Malichum Zutta, the Lav is always Muhammad and they're saying, etc. We're saying this thing in the Gemara here. It could be that we don't blibe with it, Lafiha Emes. We only were working with it in the Hava Minute to explain how there could have been a Chedvin of a Sey Doicha Lois Hasei to give us that Bezin's Mitzvah Sreif is Doicha Shabbos. But Lafiha Emes, maybe anyhow we come up with a different Hava Minute that the Sreif is Doicha Shabbos. And maybe we don't really leave. We don't stay with the Svara of Mali Chumar Rabba, Mali Chumar Zutta. In order to discuss that question, we have to give a bit of background and talk about a Gemara here on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, Amud Beis, halfway down the Amud Beis. The Gemara is still working later on the Hemshech on Daf Zayin over here, trying to figure out where there would have been a Hava Amina that the mitzvah say of Yibam, as we're going through the last several Vafim, Hava Amina, the mitzvah of Yibam is going to be Doich, the Lois say the Erva of Achois Isha. Why do we have to have a Pasik that Achois Isha is Aser, the Makam Yibam, where would the Hava Amina that Yibam is Doich, Achois Isha, the Yesh Bekoris? So the Gemara goes through near the beginning of the Amud Beis, Ela Saka Daita Chamina, I might have thought, Teisi, B'mamatzinu, Me Eishes Ach, that perhaps there could have been learned out of a Mamatzinu from Eishes Ach, just like we find every Yibam is a Eishesach. That's by definition that when Reuven dies and his wife falls to Shimon, so Shimon relates to her that she's his Eishesach, which is an Erva. And despite that, of course, for Shteitzach, like we discussed in the past, that the mitzvah of Yibam is Doicha, the Erva of Eishesach, by definition, by every Yibam. In Cain, if we find by Yibam that the mitzvah is Doicha, the Erva of Eishesach, perhaps I could have said likewise that the mitzvah of Yibam is going to be Doicha, the Achois Isha. El Mamatzinu, and the Gemara says on that, midami, how do you compare ha samchad isura ha cha tre isuri? You can't compare, but normally Yibam is only a makam of one isur of Erva, and that's the isur of Eishesach. So the Yibam is doicha the Eishesach. As in a Sanishkin Rai, you don't see from there in the case where the Yibam will be bimkam the two Elois says, where it's going to be bimkam every Eishesach, which it always is, and also plus the Achois Isha. So you don't see that the mitzvah of Yibam is going to be doicha the two Lois says of Eishesach and Achois Isha. That's the dechia of the Gemara. Toisvis on the Gimel Mabez, on the bottom Toisvis, discusses this Gemara. And Toisvis says that he believes that it's impossible to learn this Gemara Kipshutai. And in fact, there was no way that we really were suggesting that the just like we find by the mitzvah Yibum, that it's Doich Eishesach, so likewise a Mamatzinu, regular klal of Mamatzinu, is going to tell me that who Adina just learned from there to Achois Isha, and the Gemara knocks that off with, no, this Eishesach is only one Lois say that Nidche Bimkoim the Essa of Yibam, and you're trying to make two Lois essays. So Tais says, first of all, a couple of points in Tais. First of all, Tais says that we don't find anywhere at all such a thing that it should be somehow impossible for an essay to be doicha two Lois essays. Tais says, there's no such a thing. Kalayim is Nidche from the mitzvah of Tzitzis, right? That's a say doicha Lois essay. Tzitzis doicha Kalayim. And just like Tzitzis doicha Kalayim means a say is doicha one lav, Avada, it's always doicha two lav and as well. There's no difference in one lav and two. Two lav and also Nidche Bimkoim and Essa, say doicha. The Tula says there's no such thing, and this Gemara cannot be read Kipshuta, that it seems to say that I won't be able to learn out that the essay of Yibam should be Doicha Tulav, and that's not what it is. It's not what it's all about. Taisis comes out also that in fact there was no such a thing that we should try to learn out from the fact that Yibam is Doicha Eishesach, that Huadish be Doicha Achois Isha. Because Taisis' tain is that no, that Eishesach is Mitzvah Sebekach. It's a special svara. Mitzvah Sebekach means that by definition the Etzem Tzura of the Mitzvah of Yibam is given. It's given in such a way that every single time the mitzvah mitzvah comes up, it's always in that context in which there's an override of the lo yisaseh of veishasach. There is the way in which the mitzvah is given, mitzvah sebekach. So therefore, there's no way to learn from this, says Tosis, that when the assay comes up against a conflicting lo yisaseh with a mikra bialma, it happens to be that punkt in this case, she happens to be his achoyis isha as well. There's no way to learn out from the mitzvah sebekach nature of assay doicha, the love of achoyis isha, that she learned from there to others, like a choisisha, and therefore this Gemara cannot possibly be read kepshutoi. What does the Gemara mean? So Taisis, the Taisis comes out that the pshat in the Gemara is that we're really giving a prelude, a kind of introduction to this far of Hoyle Ishtari Ishtari, which is about to be given in the Gemara, and this really is introducing, the Lashon has to be lavdaf kalafi Taisis, but we're really introducing this far of Hoyle Ishtari Ishtari, which we'll talk about next to Mitzvah Hashem coming up, that if we find that the Erva of Eishasach is Hotar, so we can imagine another lab that comes along also as well. That we'll see. That Taisit rejects the idea that was really a discussion over here about Mamatzinu learning straight out of Asei Doicha Lav of Eishasach to Adin to be Doicha Achoisisha. However, Rabbi Chanan Vasseman in the Kovetz Ha'oros in Semen Ches points out that although Tosis says it clearly on Daf Gimel, there's no question that most Rishonim do not agree with Tosis over here on Daf Zayin on the Beis. Rabbi Chanan points out that the Rashba, as well as the Ramban, they learn clearly that the Gemara was Kipshuta, the Gemara was trying to say that Mamatzinu, that if Mitzvahs Yibim is Doicha Ishasach, it should be Doicha Achoyis Isha as well. Likewise, you could add that the Dvor says it clearly also, very clearly, that the Havana was to say a Mamatzinu, and in fact, it comes out, says Rabbi Chanan, that if the Havamina was to make a Mamatzinu, then the Maskona is a regular rule about a Sei Doicha Lois Sei, that if it, even though an Sei is Doicha one lav, it's not like Doicha two lav, and the same for a Tosis totally rejects outright on Gimel and Beis, that you don't find anywhere a Sei can be Doicha two lav, is in fact something which the Gemara does say over here, according to most Rishonim, the Ritzvah and others, that learn clearly that the Gemara is a regular discussion of whether you can make a Mamatzinu and learn out the Sei of Yibim should be Doicha, the Achoy Seisha the same way as Doicha the Eishasach. Ramosha finds and in the Dibros Moshe discusses this, and he brings down the Tosis, and he says it's very difficult Tosis to understand. The Tosis says that it's a given that if Asay is doicha one lav, it's doicha two lav. So the Moshe, where's the given? Well, two lav is definitely more chomer than one lav, and we find later we'll see Mitzvah the Sugya and the Flamed Gimel. We get to in Yevamis that the Gemara says a person violates one lav, another person violates two lav, and there's enough gemilah lahalacha as far as lekoyv roy ben ushoyin gemurim. There's a different mekoymois in the Beis Hakvaras in the cemetery where they bury the Avaryonim, the super Avaryonim, the person that did two lois haseis is more chomer than the one lois haseis. It's definitely a different level of chomer. So the Moshe says, why would Tosis assume such a thing as a given on Daf Gimel? That if a say is doicha one lav, then who then it's got to be a given that it's doicha two. The Moshe says that really the only way to explain that would be to say that Tosis is telling to the svar that we just discussed in the Sugya on Zayin Amid Aleph. That anyhow, like the Gemara says on Amid Aleph, that every time a say is doicha lois haseis, isn't it true that the lois haseis is anyhow more chomer, more severe than the assay, and from there's vegan, we have the Xeris Hakosa, the assay is Doicha Loise anyway, despite the lav being more severe. So the Gemara has says, for number Aleph, if so, what do I care how severe the lav is? Malichum Rua, Brava, Malichum Zuto. And the Moshe says, clearly, Tosis was applying this concept that if every time I say is Doicha Loise, I say, despite the lav being more severe than the Esser, so if you can do that, then why should we stop at one Loise, I say? We might as well say it can be Doicha two Loise, I say, as well, because of this Svara, that lav Loise, I say, Chomer, Mino, isn't Loise, more Chomer, inside, still the assay is Doicha. So, in Cain, it can be doicha two lois haseis as well, says Reb Moshe. But once we understand Tosis that way, we have to ask a question: that why, if so, does the Gemara choizer from this on the Zayin Amid Aleph? Right, the Gemara only says this svar of Malichum Rav Malichum Zuto to explain the half a minute that we originally thought that we could explain the Brayso with the Mises Bezdin based on this idea that I say it could be doicha any lav, no matter how severe. The Fiyah Emes of the Moshe, we don't blibe with this. That's what Gemara tries to work for the rest of the sugya again and again, trying to figure out how you would have a half a minute by Yibim that the assay should be doicha, the lav sheish bekoros of a choy sisha, because we don't stay with this idea, and in fact we come out that assay is not assumed to be doicha, a lav sheish bekoros. The Gemara goes through this chumer rabba chum lezuta in the hava amino on Zayin Abed Aleph to explain what we originally thought was a pshat in that price. So Im Kain says to Moshe, how do you understand this? Why is it that with regard to an assay being doicha two lois assays, Tosis took it as a given that we would definitely stay with this svara and not change our minds on it if a lav is more chumer than an Masa and the Seyas Doichid, then it can be Doichid Tulav as well. But why do we change from our original assumption that we would say the same thing with regard to Lav Shesh Bekoris, and by Lav Shesh Bekoris we say it's not like that. Then we're going to blibe that actually we don't have any source, and we're not going to assume a Seyas Doichid Lav Shesh Bekoris. Zokter Moshe, the Reb Moshe says that he would say that you have to say a Chiddush over here to explain this, and the Chiddush is as follows. We know that whenever we say Asay Doichid Lois Asay, that just means that the Asay is Doichid, it overrides the Lois Asay. What that means is that the Lois Asay is still a Maisa Lav, it's a Maisa Aveira, it just happens to be that the Asay is overriding it, so we're telling you to do the Maisa Aveira. Imkain, since it is still a Maisa Aveira, we could have cleared to say that the Din Oynish isn't Poka. In other words, perhaps, even though the Torah is telling you that you got to do the Asay, and Odoicha the Lois Asay, then that's vegan. I still have to ask, what's the mafkia, what is it that removes the din oynish from this lois hasei? For example, let's say this lav is a lashe is pekoris, and I'll say a seydeich a lois hasei. Fine, so maybe it is. But what happened to the oynish of koris? Is any reason why the person shouldn't get the oynish? Granted that the lav was nidche, bimkoim the esse, it still is a maisa lav, and maybe there's going to be a din of oynish of koris on that. That's what Rav Moshe declares. Now, Zot Rav Moshe, avada v'avada, we cannot clear a similar shaila with regard to every seydeich a lois hasei. Say they go out to the Oynish of Malkus. And we're not going to suggest at all that if I say overrides a lav, well, maybe I still give the Oynish of Malkus anyway because he did do a Maisa Aveir, so you get the Malkus. That we're not going to say. Why? Because since we know that Malkus only comes after Eidin v'Hasro, there has to be a Hasro, and the Hasro is the pshat that they're warning him off of doing it. And he says, no, Afal Pikein, and he's Mater Atzmoy, and he allows, accepts upon himself the Oynish. So by definition, Zot Rav Moshe, Hasro means the definition of is, the concept is they're warning him off and telling him this is not what you should be doing. If he does it anyway, then he gets the oynish. Since by Asay Dech Aloysa say such a thing is not shaykh b'shamoifim, because faket, that tziva ha-toyer is to do the esser and to override the lab, so it's not shaykh ha-asro in such a case, because he can't warn him off of it when that's a tziva ha-toyer is to do it. The main lavada is no hava-mina that he's going to get malchus, because malchus is only upon violating the overriding the hasro that you were given. That's by malchus. Masha Inkins at the Moshe by Kores, we still could clear the shaila, because we know that chorus is without any malchus at all. The person does a loisus issue for chorus. The maze that he gets chorus, so we have to ask the question. The question we have to raise may be, even if I'll say that the essay is doicha the lois essay, at sheyesh bekoris and it's chomer and everything, okay, so the chomer of the lois was nidche, but what about the consequence? What about the punishment of koris? Maybe there's nothing to mafkia the punishment of koris, and therefore the person would get the punishment of koris, even bim claimed that essay doicha lois yeshesh bekoris was chal. Zok the dibris moishe, that's the beard of the maskana sasugya in Yevamos Dav Zayin. Avada, we are leaving, we're still remaining with the svara that every time say is doicha loisa say, really the loisa say is more chomor, and if it's more chomor, you should really say, I don't care how chomor the lav is. Malichum rabba, malichum zuta, I say should be doicha lav shesh bekoris as well, just like we were assuming in the half a minute. But we realize the maskana is, though, that as chomor, even though the chomor of the loisa say is in fact overridden, bim claim the eser, but what about the oinish itself of the chorus? The oinish is nothing to take away the oinish, and therefore, since we don't have a bazundar din that they say is doicha the oinish of chorus, that we'd never given such a thing, so a meila. It's impossible to say because you blibe with the oynish, and once you're blibing with the oynish, it's already not shayach to give a tzivoy that a person should do the thing that's going to leave him with this oynish, because it's a giloy that it shouldn't be done. You're leaving with the oynish. That's the pshat in the Gemara's maskana that I say is not the chalashish bekoris. It's not the chomer halav. That the Gemara is richtig in the hava mina taka that the chomer halav is nidche bimkoim the esse. What we're saying is that not the chomer halav, but the oynish bepoil. That oynish was never nidche, and you can't be mitzava a person to do it bimkoim. It's going to lead into this oynish. That's all by Kar. It's like the Moshe, but Tosfos is still correct in the Dafkinu by saying that if the say is doicha one lav, it's doicha two lavs. As long as there isn't a chorus issue involved, I don't care how much chomer you increase, even though two lavs are more chomer than one, still the say is doicha, no matter how chomer the lavs is or the multiple lavs. That's Reb Moshe's cheshvan. Reb Moshe is saying clearly that we're leaving intact in the Maskonas HaGemorah this idea that the lav is really more chomer than the Esa, and no matter how chomer it is, the say should still be doichet, and he's explaining Tosfos and the Dafkinu with that. Reb Nochum and the Chedush Reb Nochum learns differently. And he says beferish in the Chedushim over there that the Gemara in the Maskon and the Zayin and Aleph is being choizir from the whole Svara that the lav is really more chomer than the Yeser, and still it's doichet. So I don't care. Halacha of the lav is, in fact, Zotav Menachem, we would say we're choyzer from the whole thing. That's why the more the maskana is not going with this idea, and I say it's not the Chalashesh Bekoris. You don't say Malichom Rabbachom Lizuta. Why? Zotav Menachem, because in fact, you really could clear a hakir. It's not so poshut, this whole idea that the lav is more chomer than the Yasser, and still the Yasser is doicha. What about the Ramban Svora Zokte? The Ramban Zokte and Chumish, like we said before, that Asay is a kiyam of Avo, and Avo is a greater kiyam than Yir. So even if the lav is more chomer, I still have to weigh it. I got to weigh it, like, so to speak, on the balance pans, the balance scale. On the other side, I got Avo, which is more choshev than the chomer, and more choshev than the Yir. So Meila Zokte Bnochem, you really could argue that an Asay, the Avo of the Asay is doicha and more chomer, more important, more choshev than a regular lav. But maybe, on the same balance scale, if I put an Asay of Avo against a Lois Yeshiv Bekorus, which is a super chomer and tremendous chomer of Yir, so maybe over there, the Avo is not going to win out. Maybe the Lois Yeshiv Bekorus is tremendously chomer. So once you work with the Ramban, Zokteb Nochem, he names on that in fact, we're not going to end up, like the Gemara said this for on top of Zayin and Alf, we're not going to end up saying that since the Slav is any more chomer, so Mali Chomer Rabba, Chomer Zutta, and anyhow, that say will always be Deicha. Name Zokteb, once you factor in the Ramban, we could argue that there's a question of weighing the amount of Avo against the amount of Yir, and the Lav Shish Bekor is a tremendous amount of chomer and of Yir, and maybe it's more choshev than the Lav, and the Lav is not, and I say it's not Deicha. The Mela Zokteb Nochem, that's the beer in the Maskonas of Gemara. The Havam in it went, like some learn, like we said before, like Vega really learns, that the Havam in it went, that it's like, there's a kosa biyalma, that say is Deicha Lois, I say, despite the fact that Lois is objectively more chomer and more choshev, why is I say Deicha? We don't know, it's just a there's a kosa. If that's the case, then the Gemara was right, Takan the Havam in it, Malichom Rabba, Malichom Rezutta, doesn't make a difference, because the Lav is any more chomer than the Yasei, and still the Yasei overrides it, there's a kosa. Mashing the Maskona is Oimid under Ramban, and the Maskona realizes it's not Stam, some kind of choik or there's a kosa, we can actually understand it. The Yasei is Avon, the Lois is Yira, and the Yasei is more choshev and Asay Doicha. But if I have Lav Shish Bekorus, maybe that Yira is more choshev, and that's why the Gemara is blibing the Maskona that we do not say Malichom Rab, Malichom Rezutta, and we don't name on Asay is Doicha, Lois is Shish Bekorus. Of course, according to Menachem, it comes out, in other words, that the Gemara is mean choizer, mikol vakol, from the entire Svora that it named on, that Asay, that Doicha, the Lav is Tamach, there's a kosa bialmo, and therefore I don't care how much chomer there is, and the Maskona were blibing with the Ramban, which is really, if you think about it, another way of understanding how the Ramban fits into the sugya. Rav Nochem is saying that the Ramban fits into the Maskonas HaSugya, and Taka in the Maskona, we do not say that no matter how much Choymer severity there is in the Lav, it doesn't make a difference. It's always just a Gzeres HaKosev that the Asay is Doiched. The Gemara on Amud Beis goes through a braisa that gives the case of a Mitzoyra that was Chal Shmini Shaloi Be'erev HaPesach, in other words, the eighth day after he's clean from the Tzaras comes in Erev Pesach, and we know he has to bring his Karbonos that day and become fully Torah, so he could bring the Karbon Pesach and eat the Pesach that night. And he's Ro Keri Be'erev Yoim, the Mitzoyra sees Keri that day, V'toval, and he goes to the mikvah, so he's now a Tvol Yoim. And the Gemara goes through that despite the fact that he's a Tvol Yoim from the Keri, he's still able to go all the way up to the Harabayas and stand in a Shar Nikner and stick his Behoinos into the Azorah in order to have the Matan Dam on the Behoinos and thereby be able to become fully Torah to bring the Pesach and to eat the Pesach. Just to take it a moment on this Gemara, just to go through the Cheshmer for a moment, there's basically two different Nekudos, two different Chedushim in the being of Al-Keri that the Gemara is alluding to. One of them is the fact that a Tevul Yoim is also on the Harabayas altogether, because the Harabayas is the Machne Leviyah, and therefore is a Din which the Gemara identifies as a Din der Rabbonin, it's a Gzeres Yehoshaphat, Yehoshaphat HaMelech was going to this thing, that a Tvul Yoim Lo Yikones LeMachne Leviyah. So the whole Machne Leviyah, the Tvul Yoim is also, this person, the Tvul Yoim from the Keri, and Beyetzim, he's also in the whole Harabayas. So we've been Mechadish that the Rabbonin relaxed the Adin for this particular very severe case. He's a Mitzayri, he has to Dafka enter in order to be able to have his Hazois and to become Torah Le'ev. So the main Lodachama Mekel on the Gzeira of Tvul Yoim, that Tvul Yoim keeping Nichnas altogether into the Harabayas. That's one Din. However, then also an additional Tzveiter Din, which the Gemara discusses here, which is really a Din Da'iraisa, and that is according to Ula's Shita Mesechtes Vachim that Ula holds be of a mixer shmabia, which means even a partial entry into the Azorah of part of the Guf is called entering the Azorah. And over here, since this person is a Tvulian from the Keri, he really has a din to Eraisa that he's not allowed to enter into the Azorah, and even be of a mixer, according to Ula's Shita, be mixer is shmabia. So how is he allowed to stick his thumbs into the Azorah? Is doch a Tvulian from the Keri. So that is a deraisa that gets in, and that's what the Gemara discusses at the end of the Amud over here. The Gemara suggests goes to with a chesbin that we say hoyel v'istari istari, hoyel v'istari istari, which means what? Since it was permitted, we permitted one thing, we permit something else as well. In other words, really, this person anyhow would be also to enter a bi of a mixus into the azora by virtue of being a mitzayra. He's a mitzayra anyway, right? So mitzayra also is not allowed to enter the azora, but the Torah is a special exes akosa that he's allowed to stick his thumbs into the azora, and we don't worry about the bi of a mixus of mitzayra. Once we permitted the bi of a mixus of the mitzayra, so we hoyel v'istari istari also are going to permit as well. Then be of a mixas by sticking in the Bahainois to leave that he is a volume of the Balkei. That's how the istri. And Tais explains from the Gemara in Masech the Psochim, that Tais explains that the Gemara says in Psochim, kol hasha'orim niskachu shchutz mi sharei nikner, except for the main gate on the east of the Azara. That's the only one that didn't have a kedusha in the thickness of the gate itself, the area of the gate entrance itself. That entrance of the sharei nikner was not niskadish. They did not give it a kedusha as Azara. Why? So the Gemara explains in Psochim, shasham mitzayra oimed umachnas yodav labahoinos, because we want the mitzayra to be able to stand there in the entranceway, the thickness of the wall, the entranceway by the sharei nikner, and he sticks his hand, sticks his thumb into the Azora proper, machnas yodav labahoinos, and that way he gets the matan dam of the carbon onto the behoinos that he sticks in. That's the Gemara, what Tosha says, based on the Sugya and Psochem. Fred Tosha Kasha, instead of having that they left the Kedusha out of the Shar Nikner, and that way the Mitzvah stands in the thickness of the Shar Nikner itself, and he sticks his thumbs into the Azora to get the matan dam, why don't they give Mekadosh the Shar Nikner just like they Mekadosh the thickness of all the Shorim and give it the Kedusha Azora, and let them Mitzayra stand just outside of the Shar Nikner and stick his thumbs into the thickness of the Shar Nikner itself. If you hold that they gave a Kedusha to the Shar Nikner, the Mesedus has a Kedusha Sazora, so then he'll stick his hands just outside of it and stick his thumbs into the Shar Nikner, and that will have a Kedusha Sazora, and you can do the Matan Dam over there. Just like Lefiho Emes, he stands in the thickness of the gateway of the Shar Nikner, which is not the Skadish, and sticks his thumbs into the Azora proper. What was the gain for Ektoisis by leaving the Kedusha out of the Shar Nikner? The Taisis brings two Terutzim to this Kash. The first teretz is that of the Rivon. The Rivon said that even if they would have done that, that they would have Mekadosh the Shar Nikner, if Mitzrayim stands outside and sticks his thumbs into the Shar Nikner, it would still not be a fulfillment of the pasuk of Lifnei Hashem. The Mitzrayim has to be Lifnei Hashem, the Bohoinus have to be Lifnei Hashem, in front of Hashem, the presence of Hashem. So even if they had been Mekadosh the Shar Nikner with the Kedusha Azora, still sticking the thumbs, it would not allow the Matan Dam of the Bohoinus to be done there, because it's not a fulfillment of Lifnei Hashem, because that's not the true Avir HaAzora. That would not be the emissa true Avir Azor. That's why they couldn't use that system. They had to not be Mekadosh Hashar, and then the Mitzrayim sticks his thumbs into the Azor itself. Taisa says, the ain't near. It's not near. It doesn't seem likely at all. This doesn't seem right. Because Manoshach, if they would have given a true Kedusha Azor to the thickness, the gate area of the Shar Nikner, then Havishapit Lifnei Hashem. Why in the world shouldn't that be a fulfillment of Lifnei Hashem if we would have a full-fledged Kedusha Azor in the Shar Nikner? So it's Shver, what the Rivon says. Why in the world can we just do that and let him stick the thumbs into the thickness of the Shar Nikner, which they could then be Mekadosh, and you do the matan dam over there. The Torah brings a second teretz from Rabbeinu Tam. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said it's simply a pragmatic, practical thing. They want the mitzayroim to be able to stand under the thickness of the wall, of the gate of the wall, it's just to be protected. It's a physical protection that the wall should protect them in the summertime from the sun, the wintertime from the storm winds, and that's all that it is. It could technically have fulfilled the mitzvah by having the mitzvah stand outside the Shar Nikner and sticking his thumbs into the thickness of, and having the matan dam done in the thickness of the Shar Nikner. That's the Tosis. The Brisker Rav and the Chedushim and Rambam and Hilchos Mechusik Yipurim tainus on this Tosis, on the whole Tosis, on the Kasha and both of the Terutzim, that it seems to him that it's Keneged, a big Yisoid that emerges from a Yerushalmi and a Sifro. And he tainus that Bemis, this whole assumption of Tosis that we could just as well have had, that the Mitzoyra should stand outside of the Shar Nikner, that's not richtig zokter, because we'd find in a Yerushalmi and a Sifro that there is not just a din of where the Bahoinois should be placed, b'shas the matan dam of the Bahoinois, there's also a din of where the Mitzayri himself ought to be standing. It seems from Tosis he understood there's no special din of the Mitzayri being standing. The Mitzayri could just as well stand completely outside the Azor and the Esos Noshim, and he just as well. Doesn't make a difference. But the Biskirov Tain is that in the Yerushalmi and the Sifro, it's actually before Faket. We have a din where the Mitzrayim has to stand, and he must stand in the entrance of the Shar Nikner. It's a din amida. So after the Yerushalmi says in Masechta Soita on Davov, that the halacha is talking about a Soita, The din by Asaita is that also that she says to Hairani and we make her drink. So Malin Oisa Lashar Shari Mizrach Lashar Nikner Shisham Mashkem Es Asaita. It's a special din. The Asaita stands over there and we give it the drink. Shom Mashkem Es Asaita is and it goes through over there. Metayrnes Hametzayroim. That's where the Metzayra stands also. B'shas when the Metayra process the Kabbonis are being brought for the Metzayra, he stands in the entrance way of the Shar Nikner. And the Gemara Yushami says over there Vehemid Hakoyin. As her isha lifnei Hashem, the kohen stands. The isha stands. The woman lifnei Hashem. That's their shar nikner. Because lifnei Hashem means that she has to stand the shar nikner. Kol makom shenema lifnei Hashem, their shar nikner. Anyway, where it says lifnei Hashem is a reference to standing by the shar nikner. So at the brisker rav, what does it mean? Kol makom that it says lifnei Hashem, that shar nikner. You know what that means, Zokter? That's a reference to the mitzayra. The mitzayra also by him also the pasuk because he stands lifnei Hashem, and that means he stands in the shar nikner. That means even though the fiho em is the shar nikner. Was not Niskadesh, like we brought from the Gemara Psochim. It does not have a special Kedushas Azora. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have a Kedushas Azora, but you're standing in the presence. You're in the gate, the gateway area, facing the Beis HaMikdash, and that's called Lifnei Hashem, either the Mokum you're standing in is not Niskadesh. And Meila, that is an Etzem Din Amido Zokter, and this Yerushalmi, that's where the Metzora has to stand. That's where the Soita has to stand. And the whole Taisis Kashis are up. Taisis saying, let him stand outside the Shara. That would be good. That would be a Kashi if there would be no special Din of where he's got to stand, but there is. He has to stand in a special place. It doesn't have to be a skadish, but it has to be the thickness of the gate. It has to be lifnei Hashem. You're standing outside of it. You're not lifnei Hashem. And maybe the whole case of kasha is not shver. Likewise, Dr. Biskirov, the Sifra, the Teres Koyanim in Parashat Metzayra, says a similar thing by the Metzayra. The hamid hakoyen hamitaher eis ha'ish hamitaher v'oisam lifnei Hashem. That's what it says over there. In other words, the Kohen stands up the Metzayra, who's becoming mitaher. He's becoming toyer. Lifnei Hashem. Zokt di Sifra la. Madnu Shehim Tunim Amido. That tells us it's a din amido. What does it mean to the brisker of Tunim Amido? That means that it makes a difference. We care about where the Metzora stands. He has to stand in the Shar Nikner. There's a din amido, the Hemid Hakoyed. Where does he have to stand? Lifnei Hashem. He stands in the Shar Nikner. That Shar Nikner doesn't have a Kedusha Zohar. They weren't Makadosh. But it's still called Lifnei Hashem. It's in the entranceway facing the Heichal. And in Mele, you see, Zot the brisker of, there's a din amido where the Metzora stands. And it meant not like the Tais. It ties him a vur over here that we don't care b'chlal where the material stands as long as he sticks the thumbs into a makom with kedusha. That's an ishta zoyzok that we see in Sifro and Yerushalmi. There's tzvei dinim. One din is that the mitzayir himself has to be standing lifnei Hashem. With the brisker of tainas over there, that the mitzayir doesn't just stand lifnei Hashem at the exact moment, the second when they're spritzing the matan dam on the behoinos. It's not like that zok that it's a din amid of a hemid akoyin. It's the beginning of the parasha in mitzayir. He has to stand there the whole time when his kabbonas are being brought. There's a Zunder din amido, he has to stand there. The Metzora stands there when his kabbonos are being brought, not just a chatimtza for the purpose of spritting the dam on it. And the second din that he sticks his thoughts behind us all the way into the Azora in order to have an etzim kedushas Azora, in order to have the matan dam on the behind us, that there's a din of matan dam that it has to be done in the makom with the kedushas Azora itself. Tzvei bezunder dinim, and not like the Taisis that doesn't have any din at all about the amido mitzad the person, mitzad the Metzora himself. And the Rishkirov adds that with the Asoidos that he has explained, he believes that you can really answer Tosfos Kasha on the Rivon. Even though he believes that everyone in this Tosfos, the Rivon, Ibn Tam, they're all Shvei, they're against the Sifra and the Yerushalmi, who have a din amida on the body of the Metzora, still he says that the Rivon's Yesoid is really could be defended as not necessarily Shvei Tosfos Kasha on him. The Rivon said that if they would have been Mekadesh, the Shar Nikner itself, but even that the Metzora would stand out of the Shar Nikner with thick his thumbs in, you would still not be able to do the Matan Dam on the Behoinoi sticking in the Shar Nikner, because that would not be considered to be a mokoyim that's called lifnei Hashem. The Tosfos Tainas him, what are you talking? If they would have been Mekadesh Shar Nikner, if they would be lifnei Hashem, would it be a regular mokoyim like the rest of the Azora? It would zicha be called lifnei Hashem. How does the Rivan say that even if they would have been Mekadesh, it's still the bohenus in the thickness of the Shar would not be a fulfillment of lifnei Hashem? Zot the Biskirov, that actually be a soy, though you really could explain this Rivan based on what we explained. Zot the, because he says that the Rivan meant to say that even if they would have given the Shar Nikner a Kedusha of the Kedusha Azora, so granted they have developed the same Kedusha as the whole rest of the Azora, but in terms of the Shem of Lifnei Hashem, the Rivon held that has Dinim and Tnuim. What's Lifnei Hashem? The Rivon was naming on that Lifnei Hashem is inside the Azora proper. That's how he understood Alpidarkoi, right? The Rivon didn't have any Din about where the Metzora stands. His Din was where the thumbs are placed. He understood the thumbs are the Behoinus of Lifnei Hashem, and the Daish of Lifnei Hashem is in the Mokom Azora, Nantos hasten the thickness of the entranceway, which is a step removed from being Zok the Briskirov, from being Lifnei Habayis. Zoktis, because Lifnei Hashem Zoktis is Ogetayish, it's Gemost, and it's measured by your the relationship to the Beis HaMikdash. If you're in the Azora proper, you have that proximity, the direct relationship to the Beis HaMikdash. In the thickness of the gate, you're further removed from it. The Rivon understood that if the Bohinus are in the Azora proper, that's an Emes of Lifnei Hashem. If the Bohinus are in the Shire Nikner, it's not a true Lifnei Hashem. So even if the Shire would have had a Kedusha Azora, it still would not be a proper fulfillment of Lifnei Hashem. That's the Pshat in the Rivon, why the sticking the Bohinus in the Shire Nikner would never work, even if the Bohinus would have it, the Shire Nikner would have it been of Kedusha Azora. Dr. Biskirov, that the Rivon is anyhow Shire, like we said, because of the Din Amido where the Mitzvah has to stand, and that Din is not being altogether fulfilled if you would have hypothetically had the Mitzvah stand out of the Shire Nikner and stick the thumbs into the Shire Nikner. Now, as we said before, the Gemara over here works with Ula, who holds a Masechta Zvachim that Bia v'miksas shmo Bia, that partly entering into the Azorah is called an emeser Bia, an entry into the Azorah, and it has the same choymer of entry, atome entering the Azorah. And in Meila, the way Ula understands that every Mitzvah b'shmini shaloi, especially being Mati, with being Ishtari, the Isser of Bia v'miksas, by allowing him to stick the Bahoinos in every single time the Mitzvah does this on a Shmini, on the Shmini of the Mitzvah. And in Cain, we can allow this, in this particular case that we're discussing today, where he saw Kerry also, and he was Toivon, he's a Tvulyam of the Kerry, said also another additional Bia B'miksas, Al Machmas Debal Ketvulyam of the Kerry, where once a Ishtari, Ishtari, Hove Ishtari, Ishtari, since we're allowing the Bia B'miksas, which stems from the Bia B'miksas of the Metzairah, we could also already allow him to stick the thumbs in and allow the other Aveir over, and allow Bimata the other Iser of Bia B'miksas to lead about Kerry. Tais over here, Esakasha, in the bottom Taisis, on Zayin and Beis. Frak since we're naming on over here, the Bia B'miksas is Shmo Bia, and we had to especially matter in Issa Deraisa to allow the Mitzvah to stick the thumbs in. So, Frek Toysis, so why don't you already go completely in to take the whole goof and walk completely into the Azorah? What's an Afgemina? Anyhow, you're doing a Maisa of Bia into the Azorah because Bia B'miksas is Shmo Bia, and the Torah is allowing it. So, what's an Afgemina? Why are we limiting you? You can only stick your thumbs in the Azorah. Why can't you already, once you're doing the Bia into the Azorah, because the Bia B'miksas is a Bia, why don't you walk in Kuloi Namilisti? Why don't you walk in entirely? So, Toysis says, two terutz into this kasha. The first teretz of Taisis is that even though we're allowing the Bia B'miksas, that Bia B'miksas is not as chomor as Bias Kuloi, because Bia B'miksas is learned out of a hekish in Masechtas Vachim, and that's not as chomor as Bias Kuloi, you're not allowed to go into the Azorah, El Mikdash Le Savoy, which is a pasik mafurish in the Chumash that the Tomei can't go into the Azorah, and Meila, we only allow the less severe and not the more severe. We only allow Bia B'miksas, which is less severe because it comes from a hekish, and not the more severe, the Bias Kuloi, which comes from often a pasik. This Be'etzam, the Taisis is saying a very big chiddush grad, and Rebuchon and Vassaman in the Kovet Shiurim and the Kunches Devei Soif from Shtelzach on this Taisis says it's actually a remarkable chiddush. Is it really true that Dinim Deiraisa, which are learned from a Hekish, which are certainly Deiraisa, is it really true that they are actually less chomor than Dinim Deramafurish Bekra? So Taisis is saying that that's it's so. In fact, the Bia B'miksas is only a Hekish, and it's not as chomor as the Bias Kuloi, which is Mafurish Bekra. Rebuchon and Shtelzu, that we find this elsewhere as well, in the Ran, in Masechet Nedarim Daf Ches, and the Ran says over there, in the sugya, that even though a shvua cannot be chal, a person takes a shvua, he takes an oath, it cannot be chal to go against an issa teir, but to go against an issa teir that's not mafurish b'kra, just comes from the drasha, the Ran says over there that the shvua could be chal, to go against it, and it binds you. So mainly you see another tzushtel, another example, the Rechonon that we see in the Rishayim, that even if all the dinim that are learned from drashas are the Raisa, they're still less chomor than dinim that are mafurish b'kra, and that could have nafkeminis. That Tosfos is first teretz. The second teretz of Tosfos is for Oidia Shloimar, then Zog Tosfos, that even though Bia B'miksas is Shmo Bia, still, if we would allow him to go Bias Kuloi, that's something we're allowing him to go more and do beyond that which is necessary, which is similar, says Tosfos, to it's a sugya mitzvah to shvuah. A person comes tummy in the Azorah, he can take the shortest route out, which he's mechuyev to do. If he takes a long way out, a long cut that goes out by the long route, that's over on the Isser because he could have taken the shorter way. Likewise, even though this person has a heter of Bia, still he should do the least possible Bia, least possible entry, which is to enter just the thumbs and not enter with the whole goof. Those are the two terutzim of Toisis. Now, Bachon and Vassaman in the Kovetz Ha'orois wants to say that these two Tutsum of Taisis argue about a Yesodiistic Hakira in the din of Bia B'miksas Shmo Bia. The Shaila is, we have to clarify that the Bachonon When we say a bia mixed shmo bia, are we saying that part of your body entering is ki'ilu the entire guf entered? In other words, that's called a bias kuloi. When you did a motion, you stuck your hand in or whatever it is, that's considered that you did something with the entirety of your guf, even though only your hand went in. And the bia mixed is nishchadish has a din of bias kuloi. Or, you're really not a bias kuloi at all. Bias kuloi is a bazundere, separate activity, a separate aveira. This is a lesser aveira, which is an independent shem called bia mixed. There's something called bia mixed, even though it's not a bias kula in all. Zokta b'chonan. The first teretz of Tosfos held that every bia b'mikzas is the equivalent of a bias kuloi. And that's why Tosfos really held that Taka doesn't make any sense to say that if you're allowing the bia b'mikzas, letting him stick his thumbs in, but we're stopping short, then we can't allow him the rest of his guf to go in. Why? Saivi, every bia b'mikzas is din like a bias kuloi. That's like you inserted your whole guf in there. So why not start, go physically in, go entirely in? The Tosfos has to mechadash a chedesh, Zokta b'chonan, that the bia b'mikzas, even though it's considered ki'ilu you entered kuloi, it's still a less chomor dika aveira than the bias kuloi mamish, which is a mafurish bekra. So that's Taisa's first teretz. However, the second teretz that Taisa's held, Zokta v'chanan, that bia mixes the independent shem. It does not have a din ki'ilu the entire guf, the entire body of the person into the azor. It's a special, different, completely different label that the person stuck part of his body in. So just because we're allowing you to stick part of your body in, you could do that shem. Mechteisi b'chlau that I ought to allow the person to machnes kuloi is entire body into the Azorah, and in Mela, therefore, that's why the second Teresa Tais is held that Bechal is like there's no mocking for the Kasha, because just we allow the lesser, we allow the partial activity, the partial act of the Mixes, there's no reason whatsoever to even think that we allow the complete act of going entirely into the Azorah. The Sefer Minchas Avrom in Zvachan Daf Lamed Beis brings down B'Shem the Brisker Rav that he raised a question about the first Teresa of Tais. The first Teresa of Tais, as we said before, is that bia b'mikzas, even though it's a deraisa, despite that it's less chomer because it's learned out of a hekish, and therefore since it's learned out of a hekish, you really just because I'm matter that, there's not a reason to matter the very chomer to bias kuloi, which is a lav mufurish bekra. Zok de briskerov, who says that just because it's learned out of a hekish, it should be less chomer? Maybe we should say that the hekish is a gilui milsa that bia b'mikzas falls into the pasuk of the chumash al hamikdash leisavoy. You know, it's a gilui milsa. I would have said swore that no, the mikdash leisavoy only applies to that when you enter your entirety of your body. But once I have the hekesh tells me that no, in fact, the mikdash leisavoy incorporates and includes even cases where you only mach this part of your body and not the entirety. So it's, if it's a gilui milsa, then it's going to be megala, it's going to reveal to me how to read the pasuk in the chumash, and why wouldn't even the case of a mikdash be included into the so called mefurish b'kra? That's the Brisker Rav's question. The Brisker Rav said that you see from here, you see from Tosis, that in fact, that's not the dafkid of this hekesh. The hekesh is not coming to tell me how to read the pasuk of Al Hamikdash Lo Yisavoy. Rather, the pasuk, the hekesh, is coming to moisif another din onto the Pshuta Shemikra. The Pshuta Shemikra says what it is. Al Hamikdash Lo Yisavoy means don't enter the entire body into the Azara. But rather, we have an additional din learned from the hekesh, a new din that Bia B'mikzas is also Ke'ilu ended Kuloi on the hekesh level of severity. It's not as severe as entering Kuloi, which is the Mikra Mefurush, but there's another level of Isa, which is learned, and an additional din learned out from the hekesh. This Gerov Tainid that bets from the Sugya Menachis in Zvachim rather than Lamed Beis over there, it really is Mavur that that's the correct Pshat. Because the Shitas Ravina in the Hemshech HaSugya and the Lamed Gimel, Ravina Tainid that the whole din of Bia Mixas, Shmo Bia, only applies to the Malkus, but does not apply to the Chorus. That's Shitas Ravina. So a person will enter, sticks part of his limb into the Azara, is only going to get Malkus, but not Chorus. Why? So Rashi says the Hekish that we have, the teacher Bia Mixas, Shmo Bia, is only said in the context of Malkus, and there is no chorus in that context, and maybe there's not going to be a chorus for Bia B'mikzas. But so the Brisker Rav, if you really want to say the Hekesh is a Gilim Milsa, it just reveals to me how to read the Pshuta Shemikra of Al Hamikdash Leisavoy, so fine, so once I have the Hekesh, I now know something I didn't previously know, which is that Al Hamikdash Leisavoy applies even to Bia B'mikzas. So whatever the Din of Hamikdash Leisavoy is, they'll apply to Bia B'mikzas. If there's chorus, they'll give chorus to Bia B'mikzas. How do they split it in this manner and say there's no chorus on it? So you see clearly the same Yisoy that emerges in the Taisis, that Bia B'mikzas Shmo Bia, which has a Hekish, the Hekish is not coming to tell you how to reread, how to retouch the Pasuk of Mikdash Leisavoy. The Mikdash Leisavoy is going on Bia's Kuloi. It's just a new halacha learned from the Hekish, the Din of Bia B'mikzas, additional halacha, which is a choymer of a Hekish level of severity. It's not the same severity as Mikra Mefurush, and Ravina Shita on Zvachan Lamed Gimel is, it won't have the chorus, it will only have the level of the Loisase. Finally, let's discuss a bit this klal of hoil v'istri, istri, which the Gemara speaks of over here, which is a remarkable klal, and the discussion in the Achrayinim as to how to apply it. The Gemara is saying over here that when the Metzora is sticking his thumbs, the Behoinos, into the Azora, which anyhow we're being matir, the Isra of Biva makes us into the Azora, in order to allow him to get the Torah's matir, to allow him to get the Matan Dam of the Behoinos. So if, in addition, he also is a Tfulim of a Balkari, we could also matter that as well because of hoil v'istri, istri. The Achiezer, Chaim Oizer in Chelak Aleph in Evin Ezer Dalid, Chaim Oizer brings some kasha from the Achrayim. He brings a kasha from the Beis Meir in the Mishnah later on Yevama son of Samach Aleph. The Mishnah talks about a Yevama that falls to a Kohen, and then he's Nisman Elio is Kohen Goda. So he used to be a regular Kohen, and now he's Nisman, he's appointed a Kohen Gadol after the Nefilu Yibam, after she fell to the Kohen, the husband died, and etc. So the Gemara says over there that the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to be Lo Yichnos, he's not allowed to marry her. Why? Obviously because now that he's a Kohen Gadol, so she's a Lav Asay to him, because she's a Ba'ula, she was lived with by the first husband, and therefore now she's a Lav Asay, the Kohen Gadol is Lo Yichnos. Frekt of them, the base mayor, why don't you say, Hove Ishtari, Ishtari? In other words, that since what? Since we already he had the original Mishasta Nefila when he was a regular Kohen. So at that time, the Isser of Eishes Ach was Hotar, was Ishtari at that time. So as long as the Eishes Ach is Ishtari, why don't we already say that subsequently when he becomes the Kohen Gadol and now she's Chal relative to him, the Lav Asay of Ba'ula, the Kohen Gadol, so once we matter the Eishes Ach, we should also matter the Ba'ula Kohen Gadol. Over here in the Gemara Bayos, it's only a half a minute because the Gemara is a special exercise because of Aleha. To tell you, we don't say over Ishtari, Ishtari, and in fact it's exercise Akosiv that the Achoisisha is not Mutter. That's by Achoisisha, it's an Erva. But over there is the regular Lava Asay of Kohen Gadol. So why not say Ahavi Ishtari Ishtari and be Matir the Yavama even in Kohen Gadol? That's the Kasha of the base mayor. So Reb Chaim Oizer says a Yesoid, which he feels is a Richtig Yesoid in limiting the application of the rule of Hoyva Ishtari Ishtari. And he says, with this Yesoid, you can enter other Kashas, similar Kashas of the Achronim as well. Reb Chaim Oizer's Yesoid is Hoyva Ishtari Ishtari is not a magic. It doesn't take two completely dissimilar and unlike Lois essays and say, well, they have both happened to be mikra, to be chal, to be applicable to this particular case, this circumstance, so as long as the first one is going mutter, the second one is going to become mutter as well. We're not going to say that, said Reb Chaim Oizer. The aside of Ishtari Ishtari Zok there could apply in case of this Gemara specifically in Yevamah Staf Zayin, because in our Gemara we're discussing that the Yibam was coming to be matir, the first lav, which was Eishes Ach, and then the second lav comes in, which is a Chois Ish, and Be'emes Zot Chaim Oizer, that Be'etzem, there's a Siba to say that those two lav and Amamash Hashem Echod. They're Hashem Echod, they're sort of, so to speak, in one, incorporated into one lav. Why? Because the Pasuk at the end of Achri Mois has a Kloliistic Pasuk that we've discussed before. There's a Kloliistic Pasuk that's Koilel, all these Arayas, and that's why we find Chazal need a special drasha to discuss a case of a Isha who a person lives with, who she has two Ervis clapping him, that you bring two separate Chatois. Because Be'emes is as far as to say is only one Chata, since they're cold together in one pasuk of Kol Shayas and Kol Tayevis. It's a Shem Erva. It's one single Shem. The Meilos of Chaim Oizer, it's specifically in that kind of a case where we could say that this, since there's a oneness to these Shemois, it's like a Shem Echod. So if the Isha has one Shem Erva, which is being permitted, which is the Shem of Veisha Sach, that's always permitted in Malkam the Mitzvah Yibam. So Meilos, the other Shem Erva should also become permitted because they're all Michal on the same Shem anyway, and that's the Ishtari Ishtari. With one aspect of Erva becoming permitted, let's permit the other aspect of Erva as well. Those are connected with the concept of the Shem Echod because they're in the same pasuk of Kol Shayas and Kol Tayevis. As we would not say, Zok, Reb Chaim Oizer, however, that for example, in the Sugya Yevama Samach Aleph, where he becomes a Kohen Gadol, and all of a sudden now she has a left field pasuk on her, the Psukim in Parshas Emor of Bula Kohen Gadol, they have no Shaychas to the Kol Shayas, they call it Tayevis, the Psukim, the Hekesh and Achri Mois, and the male is no Shem Echod at all, Klape, that Isur, that Aveira of Bula Kohen Gadol, and male over there is not even a half a minute to say, however, Ishtari Ishtari, because it's completely disconnected, Lois Asay, and Asay, the Bula Kohen Gadol, and no reason why the heter of the Eishes Ach for Yibam should matter also the Bula Kohen Gadol. Likewise, Dr. Chaim Oizer, this would also answer in the same way the kasha of the Turi Evin and Megillah Daf Gimel. The Turi Evin and Megillah Daf Gimel discusses, the Gemara over there has a discussion, a whole sugya of the case of a nazir, that the halacha is that a nazir, is if he encounters a mace, is not allowed to become tummy to the mace. A nazir is asan tumas mace, a filu if it's a relative. So that's a din of a nazir is metame, not metame lekroivov, even for the purpose of being metame to bury them. What happens, Dr. Gemara, if he is a kohen and a nazir both, a kohen and a nazir both. So the Gemara actually names on over there is a special pasuk of la'aviv la'imol la'achav la'choy. So the Gemara goes through over there why I need every single one of those words. So by achiv, the Gemara goes through over there that afilu if, in addition to being a nazir, he's also a kohen. So we also say he's not matame. Fret the Gemara, of course not matame. Even a regular nazir is not matame la'kroyevav. So kolshkein a nazir who's also a kohen is not matame la'kroyevav. So the Gemara says that actually it's exactly because it's needed for something else, that he really don't need it l'gufay altogether. Because of course, if a nazir is not matame l'kroyevav, certainly a nazir is a kohen is certainly also not matame l'kroyevav. Frektav dem turiev and fakerit, actually it does, the havim, it does make perfect sense. No reason to back down. It makes perfect sense. We should say hove istri istri. Since we find that a kohen hedid is not allowed to matame to his kroy, normally is not allowed to matame to masmes. And despite that, if it is a koroyev, the pasuk says in emor that the kohen hedid is matame l'kroyev, so it's istri for the kohen hedid, the isur of becoming tamei to tumas mes, where it's a question of tamei l'kroyevav. So hove istri istri, since he's a kohen, now he's a kohen plus a nazir. So we're matir the it's being istri, the isur of the kohen to matamei. So let's be matir also the isur of another to matamei. That's why we need a special pasuk that a nazir is a kohen is not matamei l'kroyevav. That's the kasha of the Turiyev. Why doesn't want to back down from this idea and say it's totally illogical that if a nazir who is also a kohen encounters a korov, he's definitely not matamei. It's not even a logical have a minute at all. Why not? It is a logical have a minute based on ishtari, since the koyin iser becomes hutar to become tummy for the kroivim, will also perhaps be ishtari as well, the iser nozit. That is the Turi Evan's kasha. Chaim Moses says, however, that the way he understands that the Turi Evan was applying this yisoid far too broadly. The Turi Evan is applying the yisoid even on shnei shemois. I have one a shem isor that a koyin is not a tummy tumas mes, and I have a different shem iser that a nozir is not a tummy tumas mes. So you're suggesting that once it's ishtari, one shem iser of the koyin, makom kroivim, Shemata the other one as well, the Isra of Nazir. And in fact, it's not so that the B'chaim Moise, where they're disconnected like that, and it took two separate Shemois of Koyin and of Nazir. In fact, we're not going to suggest B'chlaum to say, Hove Ishtari Ishtari. There's Tsugi over here, but Ishtari Ishtari is very specific and localized. It talks about a specific case over here, which is the case where they're both Arayos. There's a question of the Yibam being Matir, the Isra of Eish HaSach, and consequently being Matir with Ishtari Ishtari, also the Achoy Sisha likewise. And that's because they're all Shem Echod. They all come from the, but they're all from the Shem Erva, and that's specifically where we had this idea that once I'm matter one, I can matter the other. Otherwise, you're not going to apply the Shas rule in all cases, just to say that since I have one Isser being Hutter over here, and I can also likewise matter another Isser, which is completely disconnected.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.